Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, yes. Glory made 1 year in marriage. Yes, because Andrew said so. Hallelujah. Yes, you're welcome. Yeah, let's give a big hand clap to the worship team. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, glory be to God. Yeah, we've been reviewing the foundations of our faith and basically looking at the basics of Christianity. Amen? Yeah, we are getting them from Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 1, which says that, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, maturity, not laying again these basics, okay? One of them is repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, the doctrine of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Glory be to God. Amen. Paul was telling the Hebrews that we shouldn't lay, or they shouldn't lay that foundation again, because those are elementary principles, all right? Basics, all right? But then he says that this will do if God permits. Hallelujah. And for LAT, God has permitted us to review those elementary principles. Hallelujah. The first elementary principle that we touched on was the doctrine of Christ. All right? And basically, in a nutshell, it is to remind ourselves that the Word that was God became a man. All right? Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then in John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Okay? The Word that was God became man. All right? And when the Word became man, okay, he was given a name, the name Jesus, which means he will save people from their sins. Amen? And just to remind you, before Jesus came as a man, or before the Word became man, all right, the Word wasn't called Jesus. All right, the Word was called the Word when he was in heaven. All right, it was when he came to earth to save people from their sins that he was given the name Jesus. That means he will save people from their sins. All right? Before he came, he was the Word. He was the Son. He was God. He was the second person of the Trinity. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, so the man was anointed. Why was he anointed? It's because he had become a man. Okay, he wasn't going to operate on earth as God. He was going to walk the earth as a man, not as God. Okay? And because now he was going to operate as a man, he had to be empowered by God. Alright? And so he was anointed, hence the title Christ, alright, to do the will of the Father, to do the will of God. And that man, Jesus Christ, died for man, and he rose, he resurrected, he ascended to heaven, and he's returning soon to restore all things that fell when man fell. Glory be to God. Amen? So right now in heaven, there is a good man. Glory be to God. There is what? Yes, there is a man in heaven. Glory be to God. All right? But he's God, the God man, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right? And it is a man that is coming back. That is why he's going to be king. An angel is not going to be king. You understand? It's a man that is going to be king. All right? He's going to sit on the throne of David. It has to be a man to sit on the throne of a man. Do you understand? This earth or world was created and handed over to man, Adam. You understand? All right? And so, it has to be ruled by man. It is man's, the man's world. All right? Glory be to God. So it is a man who's coming back. All right? To reign as king, to reign over this creation that was given to man. Glory be to God. But that man is also God, first and foremost. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. So that is what we reviewed to start with. Then we went ahead and reviewed the second elementary principle, which is repentance from dead works and faith toward God. All right? According to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says that we are saved through faith. We are saved by grace, all right? Not by works. All right? So all works that people do in order to earn salvation are dead works. You understand? They are poteia. Dead works. All right? They will still end up in hell if they don't accept the work, the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Glory be to God. All right? So, we are supposed, before we get saved, we are supposed to repent, to turn away from those works which we think are going to earn us salvation. Okay? To repent means to turn. All right? Hallelujah. So we turn, we repent from those works, and we put our faith in God. Our faith in what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Glory be to God. But after we get saved, we are required to do good works. All right? And it is in that same passage of Ephesians 2. In verse 10, it says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Good works don't save us. Hallelujah. However, after we have received Jesus, after we have accepted what the work he did for us on the cross, we are expected to perform good works, to walk in righteousness, to live holy lives. Glory be to God. Amen? And according to James chapter 2 verse 17, if those good works are lacking, then our faith is dead. You understand? Our faith is dead. You are as good as someone who's not born again. All right? You are all ending up in the same pit. Glory be to God. Amen? Faith without works is dead. Amen? Hallelujah. And in that same book, the book of Ephesians, which says that we are not saved by works, all right? In that same book, okay, it says in chapter 5 from verse 6 that let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, okay, evil works, okay, because of these things, okay, which he mentioned in the earlier verses, okay, because of these things, Okay? The wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Then he says that, therefore, do not be partakers with them. Okay? Partakers of what? Of the wrath of God, which is coming because of sin, because of evil works. Hallelujah. Okay? You know, when I think about these two passages from Ephesians 2 and Ephesians 5, okay, it helps me to understand why it is very important to read the entire book or an entire book of a Bible. You understand, eh? Right now, you know, because if you just read Ephesians 2, 8 and 10, okay, that we're not saved by works, but by grace, all right? You say, Paul said to a definition, you understand? Eh? But in that same letter, in that same episode, in that same book of Ephesians, all right, he, in quotes, contradicts himself. Okay? Of course, he doesn't contradict himself. But in 3 chapters later, he says that, by the way, all right, you who were saved by grace, okay, if you practice evil works, okay, the wrath of God is going to come upon you, just like those who are not saved who are living in sin. Okay? And that is the same thing, by the way, with the book of Hebrews. Okay? Hebrews, that is where you find those famous what? Verses of once and for all, you know, eh? Once and for all, you know, by one sin forever, you know, eh? By the sacrifice of sins forever, once and for all, eh? Those things of eternal redemption, eh? You understand? That book. I realize, however, if you now continue to read, okay, the rest of the book, you find Paul wasn't saying what most people say he was saying. In that same book, all right, for example, in Hebrews 6, 4 to 6, he talked about something called falling beyond repentance. The same guy who's talking about eternal redemption forever, once and for all, in the same book, he talks about something called falling beyond repentance. When you can't get saved again. Glory be to God. All right? And in the same book, for example, in Hebrews 10, he talks about people falling away from the faith because of trials, because of suffering, like we shall review, and they end up in perdition. Okay? In the same book. Glory be to God. Therefore, read the entire book. Okay? And when you read the entire book, you understand that Paul didn't mean what you think he meant, that you got saved in P1, therefore whatever you do, you go to heaven. Do you understand? The thing he wrote didn't mean that. Because in other verses it says that, for example in this one, he says that, you know, the wrath of God is going to come upon the sons of disobedience, and therefore don't be partakers with them of the wrath of God. Because of your disobedience, because of evil works. Glory be to God. Amen. Repetition is the mother of retention. Some of you are wondering, this one, we studied it a long time ago. Nebuli runaku twijidamu. Ate wajiwanika nemu word for the week. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, but this issue is so important in our generation that it has to be emphasized over and over again, because it is all over every, it is on TV, radio, you can't escape it. Even the most of the songs which are being released now, you know, Omanyi buli omulembe, they say that buli omulembe gubira nebyachi nebyago every anyway, whatever. So in the same way we are in this dispensation, okay, where this false teaching is prevalent, all right? And so with it comes even songs to help it, to aid it, to enable it to go out forth. You listen to all those songs which you like. They are basically, tattooing that what? That indelibly imprinting Hebrew. Glory be to God. Anyway, that is amplified. Okay? You know that scripture that you are, your name is in square? What does it say? What? Aha! You are, visitors are sharp, man. What is it? What is that verse?
That our names are prescribed in His hands.
Yeah, tell me that. I know it is Isaiah 60 something. Okay, look it. 64 anyway. Search when you find it, Dokil. You tell me, and then we shall check it out in what? In Amplified. It says indelibly imprinted, tattooed. Yeah, glory be to God. So, is tattooing a sin or not? It's a sin, According to Esther, it's a sin. It's tattooing a sin. Because you see, especially you, who have kids and those who are intend to get kids, these are very serious questions because very soon you're going to fail. You understand? These are serious what? Buli mulembe gukolachi? Katiabana bala bomupira, all the footballers are tattooed. Or even the what? Yobu gospel, what? Meaning they are tattooed. Pastors. Umbu naba sumba nabo. Ateba nabi. Nabo. Okay. Yeah, so, man, we're going to face those things when a kid is like, what up, you know? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And so that was the doctrine of Christ. Then we went ahead and studied the doctrine of baptisms. Okay, I'm still waiting for that verse from Isaiah. 49:16 now. Put it there in Amplified, all right? Amplified. Okay, but what does it say in KJV? Hallelujah. Okay, what does it say? You get it. So, what does it say? 49:16.
Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me.
Okay, I have what? Graven, okay? All right? Now, Amplified says, great. Behold, I have indelibly, imprinted, tattooed a picture of you on the palm of my hands. All right? Indelibly imprinted, tattooed, you know. Glory be to God. But that is one of the scriptures guys use. You are tattooed, you know. You know when they tattoo, a tattoo cannot be what? But I think it can be. But I don't know. Yeah. Some can. Some cannot. Yeah? So people say, now, for that matter, you see, you can't be removed from the, you even yourself, you can't remove yourself. Whatever you do, nothing. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. You, Sarah. Okay. Give a big hand clap to Sarah. I hope you're the wife. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. I'm getting distracted from my thing. But parents, we're sorting, amen? These kids are growing up. Those are the things, man. Hallelujah. Years ago, by the way, I got saved in 1998, and from the word go, I was very serious with the things of God. I didn't start off with these things of, you know, I'm still struggling, what with this, what you know, don't judge me. God says, don't judge. All ladies know that scripture. And it doesn't mean what they think it means. Because in other passages, it says judge, you know. In fact, Paul says that, don't you have judges among you who can be able to sort out, you understand? So it doesn't mean what? Don't judge, you know. So anyway, I got saved in 98 and I too immediately, you know, for me, well, I don't know what happened. It was, I became radical, instantaneous. Okay? I remember, you know, high school, all right? So, you know, you have friends in Gayaza, Gungas, you know, those things, all right? So we had, you know, of course, you have pigs, probably which were sent in mail. Or you took at a seminar, you know, All right, so you have, you know, those pics, social pics, you know. So, I had letters from Gaza, you know. And they were not evolved. It was just, you know, growing up late, you know. There was something called speed delivery, speedo. Who remembers speedo? Put up your hand. Speedo, yes, speedo. You write a letter today, Monday. I think by morning Tuesday, it is in Namagunga, speed, you know? All right? But you have to pay more money than the normal post office, you know, speedo. Then the reply, you know, would arrive like on Wednesday. So imagine you wrote on Monday, then Wednesday, you know, speedo, you know. And then, so, Bridget is looking at me like what? Like she doesn't know what? Speedo, but Ogogwari, what? Mulembe Gwafe, so you know. So, and so, now, I go to campus and I have those letters in like Samchi envelope or Chivela in my bag, mob letters and snaps. The moment I got saved, for some reason, I was like, this was all wrong. I went in my suitcase, got all those letters, Nenzi, Yuza, you know, pictures, immediately, all right? But the devil is a liar. Do you know that one time, checking out my suitcase, and I told you that story once, a face of what? Of a cheek man. You know, I told all the what? You understand? But man, this cut part of the head, and only the head, by the way, remains what? I was like, how can this be? So, anyway, so, you know, yeah, but where was I going with this? Where was I going with it? With what? Yeah, but I was going somewhere with it. Hallelujah. But maybe that's what God wanted me to tell you. Because neither of the jemba dengenda. Yeah, but I was going somewhere. Hallelujah. Doctrine of what? Baptisms. All right? So, we say that there are four kinds of baptisms in the New Testament. The first one is a baptism into Christ and into his body. Okay? We saw that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, which says that for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body. Glory be to God. We give a big hand clap to her. Hallelujah. All right? So, this, it says that by one, with spirit. So it means it is not talking about water, baptism, because water baptism is by John the Baptist, by man. You understand? This is by the Holy Spirit. You understand? So when you got saved, you are immediately immersed into the body of Christ. You are immediately baptized, dipped into the body of Christ. All right? The second kind of baptism, which you all know, is water baptism, which the real one, of course, is by immersion, and it only happens after someone has accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. We saw in Acts, okay? Acts chapter 8, okay? Philip preaches the gospel to the Ethiopian eunuch, and the Ethiopian eunuch believes, okay, the gospel from Isaiah 53, okay? And then he asks that, you know, what hinders me from being baptized? And Philip says that, if you believe with all your heart, you may. As in, this is supposed to be for only those who have believed. Glory be to God. All right? And by immersion. Immersion. Eh? Not immersion. Immersion. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Immersion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Immersion. Amen? It is the only one. It is the only what? It's the only one. Now, what is the spiritual significance? Because, you know, water baptism then get you saved. If you don't get baptized, you know, you still go to heaven. That is, if you're not practicing evil works, you still go to heaven. However, you know, Jesus also didn't need to be baptized. Jesus wasn't he wasn't a sinner. But he accepted to be baptized. He said it is right to fulfill all righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. You go to heaven, but Jesus will ask you why you were not baptized, why you refused. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so water baptism doesn't save us. The thief, okay, on the cross, who accepted Jesus on the cross, didn't get baptized. But Jesus told him that today you'll be with me in paradise. All right? You'll be with me where? In paradise, which was, at that time, it was Abraham's bosom. All right? So when the thief died, he went there. When Jesus resurrected and went to heaven, that place was lifted. Okay, now it is in heaven. So when you die now, okay, to depart from the body is to be with Christ. So now that place is in heaven. Anyway, the point is, water baptism doesn't do what? Save us. But we see its spiritual significance in Romans chapter 6. From verse 4, Paul says that we were buried with Jesus through baptism into death. Okay? That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Okay? So when you go down in the water, you are identifying with the death and burial of Jesus. When you come up out of the water, you are identifying with his resurrection. For when he died, you died. And when he rose, you also rose. Glory be to God. Amen? And that also means that, from verse 4 it says, verse 5 it says that, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Alright, so water baptism is basically a pledge that we shall walk in the newness of life. Okay, the old man died, the old man of sin died, and you rise to newness of life. Okay, no longer to be a slave of sin. Glory be to God. That's what it means. Hallelujah. Amen. And the other baptism that we talked about is baptism in the Holy Spirit. Okay? And this can happen before or after water baptism. Okay? And its importance is, number one, we get empowered to serve God. Jesus told the disciples that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost ends of the world. You will receive power. Okay? And of course, we know that in Acts 2, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came upon them. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were empowered. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? And of course, all those in the Bible who were filled with the Holy Ghost, okay, who were baptized with the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. And one of the things about tongues is the ability to pray in a language which is more effective. Amen? Hallelujah. All right? One day you grow up and you want what? Anyway. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, so, you know, you're praying, God, I want a husband or a wife, but, you know, we're Chinese, Indian, we're Turkish, you understand, African, a Nigerian from the Black Axe gang, you know, anyway, you don't know. So, but when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you pray exactly, you pray the perfect will of God for your life. And that means that the more you pray in tongues, the better off you are. Hallelujah. The more you pray in tongues, the better off you are. And you cannot pray in the Holy Ghost if you have never been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. And then we ended with the fourth baptism, which is a baptism of suffering. Okay? Jesus told James and John, and of course he also told us, that you will be baptized with a baptism I'm baptized with. Okay? When you read in the Bible some other verses, Luke chapter 12, you'll understand that baptism was a baptism of suffering. You will be dipped in suffering. If you want to escape suffering as a Christian, just decide to live like the devil. The devil won't harass you. Amen? Because you will already be, by the way, harassing yourself. Is it harassing or harassing? Huh? The what? You don't know why it's all Zoom, because this is an English-speaking church. English what? Yeah. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. They will. Okay? Paul said, yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And you know, persecution comes in different ways, and it is different types. Hallelujah. Okay? Persecution doesn't only mean, you know, fire, ADF is coming after you. You know, it comes in different forms. It can come from your brother, your sister, just because you're doing something right. All right? It can come from your husband. You've decided to do the right thing for God and you're persecuted. Your saved what? Husband. But Bambi, he doesn't know. Eh? He's innocent. You understand? Eh? But somehow, yeah, somehow the devil is what? Some shouldn't listen to this. What a bit, you might think, but now. But Pastor, how can you give such an example? But he doesn't know who I was pointing at. Because it's not a video, what? It's not a video, right? So, persecution, you understand? It came from your boss, you understand? Yeah, sometimes it's just mental. Sometimes the devil just messing up your finances for a time. So for you, when it is, that is persecution. You understand? Yes. Okay? And we said that we should not throw in the towel. Because if we throw in the towel, because of the baptism of suffering, we are going to end up in hell. All right? Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 36, it says that you have need of endurance. Endurance is for those who are suffering. Okay? You have need of endurance so that after you've done the will of God, what is the will of God here? The will of God is so that after, it is suffering for a while. All right? The will of God. What is the will of God for my life? Okay? You should begin to also add suffering. Don't just say the will of God, what? You know, prophet, what is the will of God for my life? I don't know what I'm supposed to do for God. All right? After you say, now I discern, you're supposed to be what? You know, a business, you know? You're like, and also, the will of God for you is to suffer. Please, we tell people those things. Otherwise, I want to badger Mobolo Kole, and they think they're going to, it's just going to be a blast, man. A blast. They just come, what? Untitwala, what? They think it is what? Only kutwala. Twala, what? You know? But there's also this. Glory be to God. So, you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Which promise? The promise of eternal life. For yet a little while, he who is coming, Jesus, will come. Jesus is coming back. And will not tarry. He will not delay. Now, the just shall live by faith. Which living is he talking about? Okay, eternal life. Okay? And how shall we attain eternal life? By faith. In the finished work, okay? Then he says that if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. You can draw back. All right? Okay? No, Jesus said, okay, no one can snatch you out of the power of my eye, you understand? But read the whole book. Okay? You know, no one can snatch you through, but you can get yourself out. You got in, you consented, okay? And so you can say now, besides this, I'm out. He said, no. He said, no one. No one includes you. All right. Those are the things, by the way, I used to say. So I know those, what? Hallelujah. No one includes you. You're a lawyer. What does no one mean? You know, you can ask the lawyer, what does no one mean? No one means no one. You are, you know, okay? All right, so verse 39, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition. Perdition means destruction, eternal damnation. Okay, we are not of those, we shall not, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sarah used to be a part of a what? A place which used to preach that rubbish. the grace of God, what? It is not the grace of God. It is the grace of the devil. It is the grace of what? The devil, man. You know, this thing just shows you that Jesus is coming back soon. Because why is it coming now? Eh? Because the devil, you know, eh? He has those ones unsaved. Those ones, he is taking them. But now he had to engineer something for those who are saved. So that they can also go to hell. Engineered for them that doctrine. And now churches are full to do on Sunday. And guys think they are okay. You know, eh? Of course, prior to that, he had what? Started the Catholic Church. Just get sprinkled with water when you're an infant. Well, the what? Bambatiza. Lokoka. Na lokoka. Bambatiza. Ngandi mwanamto. So people think they are okay, but they are going to what? Yeah, but we should tell them the truth. Amen? We should do what? Tell them. And by the way, when you tell someone the truth, if they don't believe it, they don't get angry. If they reject what you're telling them, they haven't rejected you. So don't take it personal. Nuvaongo nyiz ola like what or swat de what they have refused your things, your mysteries. You understand? Just do your part. After you walk away, you're like, God, I know a reward for that in heaven. You understand? Eh? That's how I do. Every time I preach the gospel to someone, I'm like, yeah, that one. What? Eh. Hallelujah. Okay? Someone else will come and add on to that. You know, eh? That's how we also got saved. Some chap preached to me the gospel in senior one. Dr. Daniel Muyanja. Yambu preached to me. They, you know, we used to have sports time from like 4:30 up to like 6. Okay? You go, you take off the uniform, you go wear sports, what? Go and, you know. All right? She guy grabbed me, man. That was a click. Eh? Roger Mugisha. All those guys were saved in senior one. Okay? Muyanja got me. In fact, they used to pray somewhere behind in some place. California. She saw California. Okay? Behind the lib, Rachel. You know that they used to pray there at night with Mohoz. Eh? General, eh? You know? What's the other name? Kaine Ruga, eh? Okay. Kaine or Kaine? And so there is, that guy was born again in those days. So the guy preached to me anyway. He wasted my whole sports time pleading with me to get saved. Get saved, what? Moses, what? Okay, I jammed. Okay, but 7 years later or 8 years later at university, I got saved. And by the time I got saved, Muyanja had backslidden. Muyanja is the one, I think I was telling you and your husband. Muyanja is the one who helped me to write my first what? Dangerous letter. All right? The guy is the one who told me. I swear, don't fear. What? Don't fear. You know, it's so simple. What? Eh? So Muyanja, what? You know, eh? Anyway, so the guy was what? Me. Then when I got saved on campus, now I went for him. I was like, Danny, you're the one who preached to me in senior one. The guy said, ah, he's a new Mose. Ah. Eh? I said, but now he's born again. Glory be to God. He came back. Roger Mugisha left, then got saved, and now he's back. That guy went, from the things he does, from the things he says, you can see the guy went back. And you wonder whether he can come out now. Hallelujah. But that is for another day. I was told that, do the guys, like in those days before the lockdown, you would find their ashes in what? Fanero. And I think they teach at some famous Bible school. some famous Bible school in Uganda. They are teaching there. You know that Bible school, eh? You know, eh? And most of you know it. Do the guys have what? They are professors. You know? They have what? Topics. The Bible school, why the Bible? You've never been to that Bible? What? You've never been to that? Ooh. It's like every Ugandan should attend that Bible school. It's the in thing now. But the guys who are there, Satanists, not all of them, of course, eh? But it seems like that Bible school was taken over. Say amen. Amen. This is the last service of the what? Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. I have to tell you some of the things I know so that you can be helped and don't just follow masses. Why? Church Tambula Mkampala Kati. You know, you think, you know, yeah, the majority is not always right. By the way, it is during the last elections. That's when I realized, that's when I understood now why this democracy thing. That's when now you start to click with guys who are really anti-it. Because, you know, if you have fools, the majority are fools, you're going to get leaders who are fools. So I began to think this majority, this democracy thing, it is also not what? It is good, but it is not the ideal. You just have fools, you know, the majority is fools, stupid people. They will elect stupid people. They say, the majority what? Thank God Jesus is coming back. There won't be democracy. I'm telling you, no democracy. That's it. The last election, that's when I realized, hey, this thug, this drug addict, Bobby Wine now, can you imagine, just because of a certain population which, I don't know, whether it had a spell had been cast on them, that's when I realized this democracy thing. That's when now, so that can also mean that some cause might not be of the devil. It might be God trying to help a country. They elected a fool and some Christians have been praying God to intervene. And God is like, okay, I will use some. Now, I'm not saying I'm speaking on behalf of God. I'm just saying that probably, you understand. So, some coups are not what? They're not what? They're of God. 1986, it was of God. You understand? It was of God. Now that one, over the years, evidence has come up where God is like, I want that guy back. You understand? 86, that cool, whatever you call it, it was of God. And God is like, those elections, you what? You leave them. Huh? Do you know when those elections were? Which Museveni said, no. They cheated me. But just know they were before you were what? Yeah, when you are before you were formed in your mother's womb. Glory be to God. Are you enjoying the service? Visitors, this is how we are, amen. All churches are different. Amen. People are different. People are not the same. Right? Some people are white, some people are black. And this is the end of the service. You know, we worked so hard during the year. So this someone is for chilling. Amen? Hallelujah. Esther has jammed. Malaika, what do you think? These kids are just waiting for the baptism, what? Session to cheer up their dad, what? Hallelujah. Now, today we are going to touch another elementary principle. And that is the one of the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Specifically, we are going to look at the four reasons why the laying on of hands. Number one, as you see there, is for people to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. The second one is for people to be healed. The third one is to ordain people. okay, in spiritual offices or ministries. And the fourth one is for impartation of a blessing or blessings of gifts or a gift. Hallelujah. Impartation. Amen? Yes. All right. So, let's look at the first reason for laying on of hands. Okay? Which is for baptism in the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 8, verse 14 to 17 says that, now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they may receive the Holy Spirit. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And of course, the evidence that they had received the Holy Spirit was speaking in other tongues. Okay? But how did that happen? They laid hands on them. I got saved in 98, and I think I began to speak in tongues in 99. And I remember I went to KPC, which is Watoto Church, and it was a midweek service. There was some guy from abroad who had come to preach some stuff, okay? And after that, he called for people who want to be filled with the Holy Ghost and pray in tongues. And I went, and Pastor Gary and that guy and some other guy, you know, came. They were laying hands on chaps, okay? Yes. And for me, it was Pastor Gary who laid hands on me, okay? And at that time, you know, things jammed, man. Lay hands on me, what, pray, then what, speak, what? Couldn't speak, man. Speak what, you know? Okay. What, you know what, pray, what? Jammed, okay? Then we went back and sat. But interestingly, as we were leaving the service at night, going back to university, walking, okay? I didn't have money for a taxi, okay? So we used to walk via Boogie Road. You know Boogie Road? Buganda Road, okay? Boogie Road, okay? Buganda Road, walking, you know? So as I'm walking, all of a sudden, I began to pray in the Holy Ghost, man. You know, eh? So I was so excited. I walked, you know, praying in the Holy Ghost. Then there was like a certain young kid, like that age, who, man, like a kid who followed me along, you know, praying. Glory be to God. Yeah, so that was, I think, 99. Hallelujah. And since then, I have prayed in the Holy Ghost for as much as I want. Amen. I pray in the Holy Ghost when I'm watching TV. Yesterday, I had to watch a football game. I know I was preaching to Deneng, I know Gulava. Because I tell God, man, this is my only what? Entertainment. It is my only what? Entertainment. So even if I'm going to preach on Sunday, I have to watch a match or two. And I tell God, I mean, you know, it's my only entertainment. My only entertainment. Now, what? What's your money? All right? Those things of curfew, I break them at times. You know, God, you know this is my only. And it's not evil entertainment. All right? But as I'm doing that, when I'm going to preach on Sunday, I do it when I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And some of the stories I have told you, I'm simply interpreting what I was praying in the Holy Ghost. Probably. But that's what happens. Eh? All right? Glory be to God. Already my sermon was ready, so I just wanted God now to add what? The Holy Ghost on it. Amen? So that's how I began to pray in tongues. That's when I was filled with the Holy Ghost, 1999. All right? 1999. There are kids who can't imagine when 1999 was. What? By the way, there's a friend of mine who told me that he made some young people like the Esthers. Then he was telling them about what? The days of Obote. And what? You saw that guy? Obote? What? It is so, so interesting. Even now, by the way, there are some of you are like, what? So Obote Mwamulava, you were around when M7 took over. What? Abigail, one time I think we were doing, I think I was saying about Adame. Then she looked at me, sometime last year, I guess. And she looked at me, she's like, so, Daddy, you were around when Adam was around? I was like, now how do I answer this one? She's like, so, you were around when Adam? Now, it's to tell how I see it. You just say, well, no, what, but, yeah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, so they received what? The battle by the laying on of hands. So if you don't speak in tongues, if you haven't yet been filled with the Holy Ghost, if you haven't yet been baptized with the Holy Spirit or in the Holy Spirit, okay? Okay? You can receive it. Okay? Just get someone, they will lay hands on you, okay? And then you take it from there. Glory be to God. It's important. Like we saw, it helps you. First of all, it empowers you to serve God. Number two, you get a prayer language. Okay, which enables you to pray the perfect will of God. Are you listening to me? Okay? Amen? The perfect will of God. Amen? I'll never forget this, Years ago, when I went to do my master's in the States, I met a friend. He's called Jeremiah. All right? So we met in church. So we became friends. He's an African-American. So he was so excited about this guy from Africa, who loves God, The guy loved being around me, It was like I was an angel, And I was like, but he knew G, I was like, But the guy, man, he wanted every church member to have an appointment with me, All right? So anyway, and then he was amazed that most of the time, well, not most of the time, but often I was speaking in tongues. When I'm with him and maybe we're driving the car, and I'm not jazzing anything, just be Rama, In tongues. Guy was amazed, okay? Now, then I think also he got filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. But then that thing of speaking in tongues all the time amazed the guy so much. Now, my last day in the U.S. after school, I spent the night at his house or in his house. All right? And so in the morning, he wakes up. Okay? He's like, Moses, I had a dream. I've told you that dream, but I'll tell it, I had a dream. And he tells me the who dream. He says that in the who dream, there was a pastor called Pastor Woods. Woods, M-E-T, Woods. Okay, Woods. All right, Woods. Okay. One time I was watching football, an Everton game, long time ago. Since watching football in a chibanda, a bar, whatever. Okay? I'm watching football. Then there came this some guy, and then he looked at the game and he's like, "Hey, Mayinja Badechi, Mayinja." So in my head I was like, "What is the guy? What does it mean, Mayinja?" Then I realized why. There was a player called Stones. My ginger, but the chief. I remember I laughed. And so, anyway, The pastor was called Woods, okay? So now, in the dream, he says that I called him. And I'm like, Jeremiah, okay? You're going to be, no. In the dream, I called him, okay, that Jeremiah. Then he responded. Then I spoke in tongues. Basically, I spoke in a language which he couldn't, what? Understand. Okay? Then he also turned to his pastor, Pastor Woods, and who told him that, Pastor Woods, you're going to be rich because I'm going to be rich. All right? And the dream ends like that. But now the guy wakes up from the dream and he remembers the words I told him. But he doesn't know the language, but he remembers the words. Interesting, eh? He remembers the phrase, the sentence. Now he comes to me. He's like, Moses, you're the one who told me those words in the dream. Okay? You spoke to me in tongues. Now tell me, what do these words mean? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, no, but you're the one who... I'm like, I don't know. First of all, it was your dream, I mean. I had nothing to do with it. Again, we're sorting you and God. Of course, that's not how I said. But, yeah. Okay? So he's like, but I thought it is your language in Africa. I said, no, I don't know those words. So he was like, this Moses guy doesn't know what? Some of his languages in Africa. So he goes to Flora. Okay? Because we were with Flora at school. So he asked Flora, Moses told me these words in the dream. Okay? So I believe you should know them because you're from the same country. Flora said, no, those words, that language, I don't know it. Okay? The guy said, okay. Okay, now, in the day, he met a certain old lady who was a mother of a friend of ours, of a certain Jewish guy. So, as they talked, you know, just random, out of the blue, he decided to ask this lady that, you know, ma'am, you know, what do these words mean? You know, out of the blue, a white chick, a white lady, old lady. And the lady didn't say, what, you know? She just immediately gave him the rest. She said, those words mean, count your money. She said, that is Portuguese. Okay? So she was from Brazil, okay? And Brazil was colonized by Portugal, so they speak Portuguese. So she was from there, and now she had come to the States. So when the moment the guy said these words, she just said those words mean count your money. And you can see they fit in the dream, you know, because so I said, Jeremiah, count your money. Then Jeremiah turns to the pastor and said, Pastor, you're going to be rich because I'm going to be rich. Glory be to God. But you can see God now used, well, I believe God used that thing of how the guy was amazed by this whole thing of speaking in tongues, right? For God now to use it in his dream. And he uses me, you know, by whom, you know, he was mesmerized. You understand what I mean, And the guy gets mad, a prophetic word, a promise. Hallelujah. And the last I had now, my wife is closer to them than what? Than I am. The last I had, he had gotten some big deal, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, the more you speak in tongues, people, the better off you are. Hallelujah. Speak in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost as much as you can. Hallelujah. Amen. But don't go, shouting in the road, Rama, you understand? You can just pray in tongues under your breath. Rama, You know, no one is hearing you, but you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes I'm watching a match, I'm praying the Holy Ghost. Then you see a waitress up to me, you're like, eh? Then she looks at me. Because she's seeing guy in my heart. So then you have to chill for some time, so that you can get her off your case. Okay, then after, you resume. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, the other reason for the laying on of hands is, like we said, healing. For healing. Okay? Jesus did that. For example, in Luke chapter 4, verse 40, it says that all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, to Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He laid hands on them and healed them. Okay? And Jesus was like, this is not only for me, okay? Before he ascended, okay, he gave us the command to lay hands on the sick, and he promised that the sick will recover. Glory be to God. By the way, at the end of the service, okay, hands are going to be laid on you for whatever you want. If it is baptism in the Holy Ghost, all right, that's what you will receive. If it is healing, that's what you will receive. Glory be to God. Amen? Jesus said, Mark 16, 17 to 18, he says that, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will do these things, cast out devils, they will pray in tongues, But he also say that they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Laying hands. Laying on of hands. Amen? The other reason for the laying on of hands, I think it is the third one, is for ordination. Glory be to God. Ordaining people. Okay? Into the service of the Lord. Amen. We have an example in the New Testament in Acts chapter 13. It says that as the apostles were at Antioch, rather the prophets and teachers, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Okay? To do the work the Holy Ghost had called them to do. Glory be to God. So they were ordained by the elders by the laying on of hands. All right? Okay, that was the beginning of Paul's real big time ministry. Paul of Amusake Mikono. Atesikuno Okwava Protestant. All right, which is just a waste of time. All right? They baptize you when you are 3 months old. Then Yakusimbe Mikono when you're 12. Stupidity, just foolishness, emptiness. Okay? Hallelujah. Saul, okay, Paul, Bamusake Mikono, they laid hands on him. By the way, Paul's other name is not Saul. And there's nothing like the Saul who became a Paul. That when he was a sinner, he was Saul. Then when he got saved, he became Paul. Look, here, he was already saved, didn't he? But was being called Saul. Do you understand? And you see, I heard Museveni one time speaking to pastors, preachers, I think, in 2019. And he was telling them, the Saul who became Paul, at the road to Damascus. And he And the preachers were in agreement because they're the ones who had what? Misled him. Preachers somewhere, either in Chigezi or whatever, you know, Chigezi, you know, because it's a common thing that the Saul who became a Paul, that when he was a sinner, he was called Saul. When he got saved on the road to Damascus, you know, God changed his name to Paul. But that's a big lie. He got saved in Acts 9. So, now we are in Acts 13. By the way, these are many years later. They are not 4 years. Okay. Many years later, he's born again. He's called Saul. Do you understand? You know, Saul and Paul are like Moses and Musa. Do you understand? They're like what? Josephune Yusufu. Do you understand? It is the same, you know. Paul is just, I think, Greek, and Saul was the Hebrew. Where's Eden? Shaul, okay? Saul, okay? In Hebrew. All right? So, Saul is Hebrew. Paul is just, you know, Moses, Musa, Moshe, Moses, Musa, one and the same thing. Mary, Mariam, Miriamu, you understand? Same thing. The what? Yes. Esther, Esteri. There's a famous Esteri. You don't know her? Esther Zakati, Uganda. Never your Esteri. You don't know Esteri? Who knows Esteri? There's a famous Esteri who passed away. Yes, huh? Esteri, what? Yeah, I'm 7 years mom. Esteri Kokundeka, you know. You should know those Esteris. Hallelujah. They will appear in your exams. Hallelujah. All right? Esteri Koku, you know. So it's the same thing, Esther. Saul and Paul. Now you've learned what? Something. There's nothing like what? When he got saved, you know. Have you understood Bob? Bob is the one who wants to ask me those questions. He sends me text water, you know. Now, don't send me that one. Hallelujah. Okay? Then, so, that is an example of ordination. Paul, they laid hands on him before he was sent forth to become, to do the work of the great apostolic work that we talk about now. Hallelujah. Amen? Another example, you've seen it there, is in the Old Testament. Amen? Numbers chapter 27, from verse 22, it says that he, Moses, took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before the whole congregation. And he laid his hands on him and inaugurated him just as the Lord commanded. He ordained him. Glory be to God. It had to be done. You know, God told Moses, lay hands on Joshua. God is like, this is the only way it's going to be done. Hallelujah. Amen. As I prepared this, I remember the time, was it like 2 years ago? You're smiling because you know what I'm going to say. Okay, so we had a prayer meeting here. So after we prayed on Thursday, then, you know, I was prophesying to chaps. Okay? By the way, I can prophesy. Okay? I'm just chilling now, amen? Because what? Yeah. And so, you know, I called her then, you know, prayed, you know, about your gift, the singing, you know, I said, like, go, yeah? What did I say?
You said that I would advance more in the worship and singing. It was more about singing. Yeah.
So I laid hands on her, you know. Then after we're done, okay, you remember? She had had a dream in which Joan was telling her about praise and worship, the ministry, you know. So anyway, laying on of hands, something happens. Glory be to God. Amen? Something happens when the laying on of hands is of God. Hallelujah. When it is what? when it is of God. Hallelujah. If it is not of God, it is just laying wooden hands on empty heads. That's Brother Kenneth Hagin. Wooden hands, as in nothing, no anointing, no spirit, you know, on empty heads. You know, Hallelujah. Amen. Say right there, you remember? Apostle John, Yusuf. Say right there. Mumumani. Apostle Yusuf, say right there. You should send him a text when you're telling him, praise God, Apostle Yusuf, say right there. Then you see the response. And so, he came here, you know, and he laid hands on me. Okay, and he said that, basically, I release every gift upon my life, upon this man. Then, then he did his sweat like this, said, you know, I anoint him with my sweat in the name of Jesus. Probably, that's why he calls me his friend. For me, I don't see how we are friends. But again, you know, he came home the other day when we were entering our new house, and he told everyone, this one is who missed Canary, you know. Anyway, he said, what? He told everyone that, man, this guy is my friend. I told my wife this morning that let's go and, you know, and dedicate my friend's house. And for me, I was like, I'm not this guy's friend. Because he said, you know, I have very few friends, and he's among them. But I think he knows that experience. And he's like, if God was like, I transfer this on my life on this guy, then, yeah, he's a special guy. Glory be to God. Amen. By the way, you can even, with Jesus, used to lay hands on people. Okay? And he can still do that now. Okay? Of course, he can use a minister of the gospel to lay hands on you. But sometimes he can do it himself. And man, I wish it could happen to me. Okay? In the book, I Saw Heaven by Robert Lyadon, he recounts? Okay. He recounts an experience which he had when he was 8 years old. Okay? When he was 8 years old, he used to read the Bible. They were trained to read the Bible cover to cover. Him and the sister. I think I'll be unpacka, muno bikola. Alright? Sometimes I'm like, man, the way we're playing around with our kids, watching TV all the time. I'm like, man, we have questions to answer in heaven, parents. Because, how much time do they spend in the world? You understand? Yes, I'm speaking about me also. I think about these things, and I'm like, this one. Okay? Sometimes you are like, Nemukama, Echo, Waja, Kuchin Sonyawa. Anyway, it's not good, amen? And so as kids, before you go playing, running around the compound, you have to read a certain number of chapters. I think from Genesis, see only the Christmas story. And then the angels, angels what appearing. Genesis, Revelation, that's how they were trained. So now, one day, he runs to his room, to read the chapters for the day. 8 year old, So he runs to the room, jumped on his bed, and then, the moment he leaned on the pillow to start reading, taken to heaven, 8 year old. And now, while they are there, he played with Jesus in the river of life. Okay? He splashed water in Jesus, Hallelujah. You should pray that our kids have what? Those experiences with the Lord. Alright? I remember we used to do those things in Nabinonia. When I was in Smack, so we used to just walk to Nabinonia. Anyway, so splash, Then anyway, At a certain point, okay, Jesus laid hands on him. Okay? I'll forward you that book. Eh? There's a soft copy on the net. Man, that's wonderful. Eh? Okay, so he says that Jesus took both of my hands in one of his hand, all right, and placed his other hand on top of my head. Man, that's so sweet. Amen? Then Jesus said, Robert, I'm calling you to a great work. I am ordaining you to a great work. You have to run like no one else and preach like no one else. You will have to be different from everyone else. That's what I was telling you. Preachers are different. Glory be to God. Then he continued as his hand was on this 8-year-old. He told him, hard times will come, he warned me, but take them as stepping stones, not as stumbling stones. Go with power and with faith. I'll be beside you wherever you go. Go, go, go. Go and do as I have done. 8-year-old, ordained in heaven by the Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. By the way, I've met him like 4 times, you know. And in a certain experience, okay, you know, the spirit of wisdom that is upon his life because of the study of history, you know, okay, in an experience which most of you know, have told you, okay, it came upon me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The laying on of hands. I told you, every one of you, hands are going to be laid on them today. Okay? And if it is, anyway, whatever that God has to give you today, he will give it to you as hands are laid on you. Glory be to God. Lastly, the laying on of hands, as we say, it is for the impartation of a blessing. All right? Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9, it says that Joshua, the son of Nun, okay, not Nan, okay, Hebrew names and words are supposed to be pronounced not in an English way. But the same way now you say, it's okay. You don't say, I soak. Eh? You understand? Eh? Now that would be English. I soak. No, no, it is, it's okay. Not I soak, you know? Micah, okay. Micah should be Mika. You understand? That's, you know? So even this Nun, it is not Joshua, the son of Nun. That is English. Eh? Hallelujah. Anyway, Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. Why? For Moses had laid his hands on him. Glory be to God. Wisdom was imparted in Joshua's life, okay, because a wise person laid hands on him. In fact, hereafter he says that, and the children of Israel began to obey him because they realized, man, okay, Moses had laid hands on him. They saw his wisdom, and they're like, yeah, we can follow this chap. Do you understand? Amen? Impartation. Okay, so it didn't have to be wisdom, but it can be anything, any other thing. Okay? It can be imparted into your life. Glory be to God. And this is what happened, you know, in Genesis 48. Okay? Jacob, Israel, laid hands on the sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. Okay? And as he did that, okay, he said, okay, bless the lads, bless these children. And it is, he's saying that as he lays hands on him. Glory be to God. Amen? The laying on of hands. Amen? That is how they received the inheritance of their father. That's why they became part of the tribe of Israel. Because the dad was like, Banobange, umbasiza among mine. Hallelujah. Amen. You can receive a blessing. You can receive an impartation. You can receive wisdom. You can receive healing. Okay, you can receive these things. Eh? You can receive whatever, any spiritual thing, okay, by the laying on of hands. Glory be to God. Have you been blessed? Hallelujah. Let us take some time and pray in the Holy Ghost, okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.